Okay. We get along all right.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I was telling you about Montgomery. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good description. Now, the East Montgomery is where all whites are moving now out off the Atlanta, toward it, on the Atlanta Highway. And you got to where that new mall, which are off Glitz and Kalinske.
For the East End?
Yeah. One of those three. I think Arnold owned all the mall land. So, anyway.
Are there any, we've been talking about blacks mostly, are there any other ethnic groups that might be anything?
Big, well, Greeks, ethnics.
I guess.
A lot of Greeks in Montgomery. The big Greek Orthodox Church. They're so, I mean, the only thing they have different is a church and you know, Labor Day barbecue.
Yeah.
They're pretty much within in the community, in the fabric of the community, a large Jewish community in Montgomery. Huge Jewish community. They're all in the Ritzy area, though. Never came in contact with them.
Where is that? Where do most of them live? Same?
Around Huntington College, that area. Out in Montgomery Country Club, that area. And Standard Country Club.
What part of town is that?
That's the south, out south. It's southeast, kind of. It's in the southeastern part of Montgomery. What the whites have done is just move east across South Montgomery. So whereas just due south, it was very ritzy at one time, now it's southeast. Mm-hmm. They just moved kind of east. It was kind of southeastern part of Montgomery. There's a fairly large Jewish community. I think there's 2 or 3 synagogues, and we got the big Standard Country Club, Jewish Country Club there. I used to take Dr. Peppers there. They never knew I wasn't one of them.
You were a Goyan.
Yeah, I had dark enough hair and all, so that fit right in.
What about would you say that is there a name for a place in town where most of the banks are located? Or?
Commerce Street. You know, they're all on Commerce Street, and there's no real. That's really all. The only reason you go downtown Montgomery now is to go to the optical place or the bank or something, and all the banks are right there on Commerce Street. First National Union, Alabama. Well, I think it's Alabama National. Now, I don't know. It's right down in there. Commerce Street has banks and furniture stores.
Yeah.
That's all it has.
You know, are there any other...
Montgomery's not exactly high finance here.
Yeah. Are there any other neighborhoods that you associate with potentially rich or middle class or lower class people which I hadn't already mentioned?
I'm trying to think. No, I think I covered it. Because you just have the four that I mentioned. West End, Chisholm, Capitol Heights, and Cloverdale. And then you have East Montgomery inside the southeast area, which the southeast is rich, and just normal east is a, and northeast is a middle class, lower middle class kind of. And that's I think that covers Montgomery pretty well. There are only a few white people living downtown. When I was a kid, most of the, well, a good number of people downtown were white. In fact, most of the white people. But now I know of only a half dozen families or so downtown that are white.
Yeah, I've had plenty of local landmarks.
Yeah. Got first capital of the Confederacy there. And they got a gold star where Jefferson Davis took the oath. And that's a nice capital, one of the prettiest capitals in the U.S.
Was it modeled after the one in
Washington? Yeah, I think it was. It's not nearly as big or anything. At one time it housed the whole state government